Haines Harbor nets an award that no other Southeast Harbor can claim. And an update on the situation at the Skagway Post Office. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Marga Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Small Boat Harbor received a first this week. It is the first harbor in Southeast to be certified an Alaska Clean Harbor, and it's only the third in the state to get the designation. It took Haines Harbor 18 months to work through the process of certification. Harbor Master Phil Benner started the process when he was first hired by the borough last year. Benner previously worked as Harbor Master in Juneau and worked to gain the certification there. Juneau has yet to receive the certification, but now Haines joins Homer and Seward as the only certified clean harbors in the state. Benner said he pursued the certification because he says it's a standard actually required in most harbors in the lower 48.
Every other harbor in every other state already has a clean harbor agreement that's run by the state. Alaska is the last one, and so it's something that is going to come around no matter what we do. I just wanted to get out in front and let people know that that's why we want to run our harbor.
The Alaska Clean Harbor Program is a collaboration of several agencies, including the Alaska Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and Department of Natural Resources, Cook Inlet Keeper, Green Star, Marine Exchange of Alaska, NOAA, and the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators. Rachel Lord is coordinator of the Clean Harbor Program. She said the program is voluntary but offers a chance to provide services to harbor users that clearly identifies how to dispose of harbor waste.
So what our hope is with folks that are working through the program, with the facilities that have earned Clean Harbor certification status, that they are really setting a high bar for having services available for their customers, so that if you're a boater in the Haines Harbor, it should be really straightforward for you to deal with the waste streams that you need to deal with. It should be, you should know where to take your oil, your used antifreeze, your sewage. Those things should be lined out so that it takes, it doesn't take guesswork. And the staff, is helpful and proactive in making sure that those services are available for the fleet.
Participating in the program means Harbor staff works with the program to meet 88 best management practices related to pollution prevention and waste management in their harbor. Lord says the practices help harbors save money, increase pollution prevention, and decrease waste. In the Haines Harbor, Benner said that meant creating a single-stream recycling program, new sewage pump-out facilities, a fish waste disposal system, and educational signage. The harbor staff can also provide containment booms for boat owners wanting to do work on their boats, either in the water or on the grid, so pollutants can be contained and disposed of. One of the most visible new services at the harbor in response to the Clean Harbor program is recycling of petroleum and other commonly used chemicals.
We will take everything, even antifreeze, and which is hard to get rid of sometimes. We'll take any sort of boat waste recycling, oil, hydraulic oilantifreeze, bilge water.
Alaska Clean Harbor Committee member Brett Farrell will present the Haines Harbor with their award at the December 10th Borough Assembly meeting. The Skagway Assembly meets Thursday with a somewhat light agenda. The only ordinance up for discussion is one that would donate a 5,000 square foot easement to the state along Dyee Road to complete a state improvement project along the road. The ordinance was tabled at a previous meeting to give Mayor Mark Schaefer time to discuss with the state the possibility of the state trading the municipal easement on the waterfront in the small boat harbor in exchange for the Dyee Road easement. Under unfinished business, the Assembly will discuss the U.S. Forest Service plans to close several cabins in the Tongass National Forest. The municipality is interested in acquiring the two cabins in the Skagway Borough slated for closure. There is no executive session planned for Thursday's meeting. The Assembly has been regularly holding executive sessions to discuss White Pass and Ada lease negotiations. And it was thought the negotiating team for the White Pass lease would report to the Assembly on Thursday. Assembly members Steve Burnham, Dan Henry, and Borough Attorney Bob Blasco traveled to Florida to meet with White Pass executives about lease negotiations. Discussion of the lease will be moved to the December 19th meeting. The Assembly meeting starts at 7 p.m. Thursday in Assembly Chambers. For a complete agenda, visit skagway.org. Haines-Borough committee meetings don't normally last 2 hours, but one did Tuesday night, and even that didn't give the committee time to address all the items on the agenda. The Government Affairs and Services Committee includes Chairperson Dave Barry and new Assembly members Diana Lapham and George Campbell. They were scheduled to discuss revisions to the water and sewer services procedures, review election practices and code, and the composition of the Heliski Map Amendment Committee. The committee ended up putting off the discussion of election practices until next meeting because the other two items took up so much time. Water and sewer rates have been a topic of discussion at the Assembly level for about a year. The ordinance in front of the committee makes several changes to the current procedures, but the one prompting the most discussion Tuesday was the topic of metering. The revised ordinance calls for all new residential construction after January 2014 that require water service to have metered water service. Currently, there is a flat rate for residential water and sewer. Lapham asked Borough Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart the purpose of switching to metered services.
Last fall, there was a series of government affairs and services meetings about the water and sewer rates, and a new rates were adopted. At that time, the discussion on the Assembly was we want to move towards metering for everyone. It's not fair that commercial is metered and residential is not. And I don't think there are minutes from those. What my recollection is the Assembly saying we're temporarily somewhat satisfied with these rates, but what we really want to move towards is universal metering.
But Assembly Member George Campbell said he didn't have enough information to understand why switching to metered services would be beneficial to the borough. He said he has been asking for but hasn't seen any information to support the switch.
I've been asking for information about this stuff. I have not gotten information. I've not seen a cost-benefit analysis, an action plan, anything. We have not even been told why they want these changes. I'd like to table this discussion till the next meeting and allow the staff to supply us with the information and an action plan on how they're going to do all this.
But Lapham and Barry supported moving the ordinance to go in front of the Assembly for a public hearing, with the caveat that the borough staff will provide a more detailed memo for the reasoning of each proposed change in the ordinance. Campbell did not support moving the ordinance to the Assembly. Next up, the committee discussed the makeup of the Heliski Map Committee. This ordinance has been worked on during several committee meetings with previous Assembly members before the election. At that time, the committee proposed a committee made up of a representative from tourism-related business, from the local conservation community, from the Chilkoot Indian Association, a member of the Assembly, the Heliski industry, and a non-voting Klukwan representative. When it reached the Assembly, the group voted to return it to committee because there was little support for the proposed makeup. Some Assembly members said they were concerned that the committee lacked actual experts and rather was becoming too politicized. And at Tuesday's meeting, conservationists and Heliski representatives both spoke out in support of doing away with the committee and about whether changes to the map were needed every year. Nick Trimble of Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventure says he thinks the current map is working and doesn't see a need to revisit it every year. In fact, he has another idea.
I really think that if anything, what I was getting at is instead of another Heliski map work group where we can all sit around and despise each other and cause more uproar in the community, let's come up with a noise ordinance. Let's get the decibel meters out and really come up with sensible, fact-based noise ordinances that we can base some of these decisions on.
Tom Ely, a member of Lynn Canal Conservation, agreed, saying the community needed a break from the constant debate surrounding heliskiing.
And I really think it's time to just forget about a map committee. I agree with Nick. I think that the Borough Assembly every 3 or 5 years should look at the heliski issue, look at the skier days, look at the map, and then, you know, make determinations if changes are needed. But to rehash this over every year is ridiculous.
The agreement stopped there because then Ely made a comment about the cause of last year's fatal cornice collapse during a SEBA tour that killed one skier. Barry stopped Ely, telling him he was crossing a line. Trimble also responded to Ely's comments before leaving the meeting, as he and Ely exchanged more words. But the committee continued to work on the map issue, finally settling on a makeup of 5 members to include members from the industry, a conservation group, an Assembly member, and 2 at-large members appointed by the mayor. They also revised the timeline for when a map committee should convene. It was recommended the committee convene every 3 years, if necessary, or if there is a major factor that requires a change to the map. Those recommendations will be forwarded to the Assembly. And a quick update to a story from our last newscast. We aired a story about residents' concerns with the Skagway Post Office. On Wednesday, Senator Lisa Murkowski reactivated a direct email connection to her staff and the USPS for those wanting to share their concerns. The email address is skagwaypo@murkowski.senate.gov. We should also mention that in an email to Skagway residents Wednesday, Postal Service Consumer Affairs Representative Jacqueline Nolan in Anchorage wrote that the agency regrets any inconvenience or frustration customers are experiencing, but that as of December 4th, all mail is current for delivery and the office is fully staffed. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Join us Thursday morning at 10 a.m. for Talk Around Town with host Deborah Schnabel. She and her guests will be talking about the impact of federal and state economic projections on future decisions for Haines. She'll also be checking in with the Salvation Army. That's Talk Around Town Thursday morning at 10 a.m. right here on KHNS. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.